Jess Burtis and her partner Tyson Master had a daughter Jasmine born in Sydney 11 weeks early.
It has been a pretty rocky road for her from the beginning. She had silent reflux and colic. She didn't feed very well. She wasn't getting enough food. She wasn't putting on enough weight. And all those things are very common of premature babies.
Familiar with the challenges faced by infants born prematurely, Ms. Burtis says she would like to know all measures are being taken to reduce the risk.
There's so many complications in pregnancy, but the more that we can learn about why babies are delivered prematurely will definitely help.
Now, a first-of-its-kind study out of China is suggesting one factor could be air pollution. The study's Australian-based author, Dr. Yuming Gao, says the research has looked at 1.3 million pregnancies. Dr. Gao from Monash University says it finds links between premature births and a very fine air pollutant known as PM1, caused by coal-fired power stations and vehicle exhausts.
Pregnant women are exposed to high level of particulate matter. It's related to high risk of preterm birth. If the air pollution increases, there is increased risk of preterm birth.
The research finds the risk of a preterm birth increases by 9% if PM levels rise by 10 micrograms over the pregnancy. In areas of very high pollution, over 52 micrograms, the risk increases by 36%. Dr. Gao says no country currently has air pollution standards relating to PM1, most only warning about PM2.5.
At this moment, no country has developed the standard of a PM1. PM1 is much smaller than PM2.5. It might be a health risk for Australian people.
Compared with countries like China, Australia is considered to have relatively good air quality. But readings tend to look at larger particulates, the ones causing visible air smog. It's the smaller PM1 pollutants that have analysts like Bronya Lipsky from Environmental Justice Australia concerned.
Because it is so small, it can get into the body in ways that larger particles can't necessarily get into the body. So if you've got a piece of like a little bit of pollution that's PM1 pollution, it gets into the bloodstream, and if it gets into the bloodstream, it can go anywhere inside the body, and it often will attach itself to various areas of the body and produce cancers or contribute to a range of other health issues.
The study's authors are calling for an urgent global review of air pollution standards.